WJ.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
Right.
How are you? Fantastic. Fantastic. I had gonorrhea in February. I know. I was shocked as well. I didn't have any typical symptoms. The only symptom I had was a searing earache from my girlfriend screaming at me for giving her gonorrhea. Oops. Probably should be embarrassed and ashamed to stand in front of you and talk about it. However, I read the brochure, and it told me not to be.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, again?
It sounds like Rickles, but it's my humps.
Ah, yes. Yes. Gotcha. They're very talented. I like those guys.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
How you doing?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
What time is it?
Welcome to Paula time.
And who's our favorite?
Peter North.
Right. Yeah,
they will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's see what's happening here. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
What?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I found out who Lizzie Lohan was kissing and why.
Wait, is this the same kid that called us earlier?
Mm-hmm. Yes, my phone actually broke up because I was.
Hey, honey, honey, honey.
Oh, slow down, slow down.
Yeah. The first. How old are you, honey?
I'm 12.
12. You can't call until you've had your period.
Gone.
Hung up.
Bye-bye. Gone, gone, gone. And that was a little boy used directing that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
So it'll be a long time.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. Pleasure to talk to you guys.
Mike's doing his Rickles right now.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, too.
You gotta be a little more low energy.
Hi, how are you? Yes.
Would you like me? Am I too high energy? I'm sorry.
No.
You're fine. I like all people.
What can we do for you?
Hey, is it Dog Fighting Tuesday again? Can we talk about the dog fight? Because I'm on podcast. I'm a day behind, so I'm sorry about that.
It's bye! Not-
all right, get out of here.
Thank you very much for the call, though.
Speaking of dog fighting, Michael Vick, the S on Michael Vick, we have a winner.
Winner!
We do.
My lovely lady lump, she's got me spending.
That's Joe.
Joe, what are you singing?
My humps, my humps, my humps, my humps.
I forgot you love that song.
He does.
Joe,
he's a little goopy.
We've got a winner.
We have a winner. During that Rickles interview, one of the dogs took a nice dump on the Michael Vick jersey.
It was one of the little dogs because it's the tiny little poops all over the jersey.
Yeah, there's three or four little clumps of poop.
Little biscuits.
Yes, and the flies have come and gone, and now it's starting to gray up a little bit.
Gray.
Now, did you and all of your humps get the picture for the website?
Yes, we did. It should be up. If it's not up right now, it'll be up soon enough. It's a great picture of Wody, right? Wody's the winner.
Well, let's talk to Wody and talk to Wody's master.
Uh-huh. All right, I forgot your name. What's your name?
Luke.
Luke, what would you like me to ask them, Don and Mike?
Well, why did you ask Mr. Duke, Mr. Luke Duke?
It's Lodi and, is it Wody or
Wody?
Lodi?
Wody with a W.
What kind of Wody. Dog is
Wody?
What kind of dog is Wody?
Brussels Griffon.
And they're very expensive dogs.
Very expensive, yay.
How? Yeah, pretty expensive.
Joe, ask him how he got the dog to poop on the Michael Vick jersey.
And recount how you got the dog to poop on the jersey.
Well, she was doing her little trot, and I was saying, do potties, and she started squatting, so I shoved her towards it, and she stood right on it and popped three out.
That's exactly how it happened.
Hey, Joe, ask this guy if his dogs appear to be thirsty.
Are your dogs thirsty?
Well, Matt brought out some water, so.
Matt, he can't wait.
I had Matt bring out water earlier.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
But I'm sure the dogs will be thirsty. Of course, our friends out here didn't hear, but we're going to have your dogs drink out of Matt's mouth.
Now, as we continue this afternoon show, outside with Joe, the animal lover, and Joe really is,
mm-hmm. Yes.
We're going to ask dogs to bring your dog by.
Yes,
it's a hot day. All dogs, you know, work up a powerful mm-hmm. thirst.
It's the dog day.
Come on by. Not only can the dogs get a drink of water out of Matt's mouth, but if they feel so inclined, your dog can still enter the biggest poop contest.
And now that you've signed off on involving Matt in the show and having dogs drink out of his mouth, I'd like to encourage some of the larger breeds to come down by the parking lot, perhaps your St. Bernards, your Newfoundlands. I'd like to see that kind of dog.
Irish setter.
I tell you what, Mike, I am so disinterested in Matt.
I know you are, yes.
I would love it if you would just go outside, lay him on the ground, pour some water in his mouth, and see if you can get a dog to come over and drink out of his mouth.
I'm not sure I want to do that.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Come on, Mike. We got the mic and the headphones right here.
The job Mike was born for.
Just try to hold him back.
Joe, ask the contestant, Luke, what he does for a living.
Luke, what do you do for a living?
I work on a golf course. I'm an assistant superintendent.
Oh, that's good. That's right below superintendent.
That's right below superintendent, isn't it?
Just below.
Are you going
to
repeat everything?
Are you the special assistant to the assistant superintendent?
Shut up.
Joe.
Is he going to
go? Oh, here's Mike. Hold on.
You're hanging by a pubic hair, Joe. Really, in the pecking order, you're just hanging by a hair.
Donnie has been.
Good afternoon.
Oh, there's Mike.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Mike O'Mara broadcasting live from the grassy knoll here at the beautiful Don and Mike studio.
Hey, Mike, don't you have hot dogs and Pepsi and pony rides for the kids?
Yeah, we've got a moon bounce down here if you'd like to bring the kids by. It's Dog Day Tuesday. We'd like to have all the big breeds of dogs. I'm talking really ugly, drooly dogs come down, as well as these sweet little canines that we have. I'm standing outside with the Michael Vick jersey with the poop on it. And now we'd like to bring in a very good friend of the show, Don. This is young Matt the Pollock.
I hate him.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
No airtime for him.
What I'd like you to do is lie down on your back. And can you put your head right next to the jersey? Okay. Yeah, no, don't be a smartass, because you're down now, and I will kick you.
It.
What is in? Is that soda or it's water? Okay. Don?
Yeah, Mike.
I am now going to pour the water into. Joe, can you hold the microphone for me for a second?
We should get him to gargle or something so we can hear the gargle.
We're going to put the water in Matt's mouth right down there. Oh, you look like a good thirsty dog. The dogs are already gathering around.
Sure.
And let's listen as I pour the water into his mouth. All right, now hold it in there.
Now, can you have him gargle it a little, Mike?
Gargle, Matt.
All right.
Now let's see. Let's see what's going to happen. Now the dogs are coming close to see if they do a little drinky.
Sure.
A little drinky. Come on. Yeah, that's it. That's it. They spit it out of there a little bit so they know it's coming.
Are the dogs putting their mouths in Matt's mouth?
Well, they're getting close. Come here, doggy. Right over there. Right
Wouldn't
over
be
there.
The first time.
Any dog's got to go potty?
I think I've got to put a little more water in his mouth.
Yeah. That would be a great time for dogs to go
potty.
Oh,
yes! All right, hold on. I'm going to just let me just see if I can. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth. All right.
Well, isolate that.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll add it to the collection of times Mike has said that.
All right. Come on, doggy. Come on, Otto. Otto, have a drink.
Otto, take a drink.
Go, go.
Good boy. Good. Oh, good boy. Yeah, good boy. Take a drink. Take a drink, Otto.
Here we go.
Take a drink. Live radio. Take a drink.
Is that really the sound of the dog?
Oh, no. He just spit it out. You just spit the dog. Let me pour some more water in there.
So everybody's got to stop talking when the dogs drink out there, please, guys.
Come on.
Come on, doggies. Come on.
Come on, doggies. Otto,
here we go. Come on. Come on, goddammit. Don't laugh, man. All right. Are you choking? Good. More water? All right. Here we go.
Let's just kill Matt the intern.
Have a drink.
That'd be a good show.
This should do it.
Have a drink.
God, I can turn like a dime, can I?
Open wider. Open wider. Oh, there you go. Look.
This last week, I was all infatuated with him.
I remember that.
Now he's garbage.
Oh, he got it on me, man. The microphone is wet now. One dog stuck his tongue in Matt's mouth, but they didn't drink. They didn't drink because he's gargling it too much.
I heard the dog sniffing. The dogs are showing some interest.
We're going to put more water in Matt's mouth right now. Hold on a second.
Time.
Lie back, boy.
Love water.
This is really a fantasy show for you, is it, Mike?
First
you have your hero, Don Rickles, and now you have your favorite boy, Matt, on the ground, and you're putting stuff in his mouth.
Telling him to lie back.
You know, I wonder if the dogs would like something different, like maybe something, more sweet or...
Like chocolate
is not good for dogs.
Yogurt.
Stop it.
Just a joke. I kid. I love all people.
All right, these dogs don't seem to be responding right now.
Hockey puck.
Hey.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
Okay. Hey, Don?
Yes, Mike.
I just want to compliment you. A fabulous show.
You got a wonderful show. It's great having you, boys. Thank you very much for all your comments.
Are you doing your low-energy Rickles now?
Thank you for your nice words. So, would you like to hear an insult?
Yes, please, insult us.
Your show is weak.
Hey, Doc, Mr. Rickles, do you travel with the new hearts?
I travel not after 9/11.
Why is that? Because you're old?
It's far too dangerous, and I'm 81 years old. But thank you for your nice words. Do you have my book? Did you buy my book? Oh, wait, one of the dogs is leaning up against him. This one guy's trying to actually put his dog's head inside of Matt's mouth.
That's good. Come on.
These dogs are not responding. They seem to be a bit overstimulated.
You know why? They hate Matt like we all do.
All right, I'm coming back inside.
Maybe the dogs are deaf.
They'll drink out of a toilet, but not out of Matt's mouth.
I'll be back out a little bit later. Here, leave the water out for Matt.
Okay. The Michael Vick jersey is still outside waiting for your dog to come take a crap on it.
Right.
If your dog takes a bigger crap than the first dog that took a crap on the jersey, mm-hmm. you win $250.
All right.
The jersey has already been befouled.
Yeah, the jersey has been soiled. It's no longer game worn. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just wanted to say when Matt's laughing there, it sounds like Dennis Murphy laughing with the water in his mouth.
Yeah, I think that if you give Dennis a full set of teeth, mm-hmm. and you give Dennis a full hand, and you give Dennis a full tongue, if you give Dennis all of the things that God took away from him, yeah. mm-hmm. you end up, I believe, with Matt the Pollock.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So how was it watching your boy having the dogs drink out of his mouth?
They seemed to be strangely repelled.
Sure.
They were being forced to get close to Matt's mouth by their
Looks like baby vomit.
And there seemed to be something that was driving the dogs away.
Maybe it was his breath.
Well, the breath was masked by the water in his mouth, and I got some into his nasal cavity, and then he got wet. But now he's come back inside because he's a bad intern.
Aren't dogs sensitive to, like, evil spirits and
they
just
didn't
evil?
Respond. They didn't respond at all.
They can hear ghosts. They see ghosts, right? So maybe he's evil.
Right.
Evil.
Which one are you?
My name is Rob.
Mr. Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Weak. unfortunately, the dogs were not able to participate in the I'm 81.
Do you have a dog?
No. I stopped having dogs after 9/11.
Right, right.
This is Don.
Hi, Don. Which one are you?
This is Don.
Have you bought Rickles' book? My memoir?
You know, Mike O'Mara's in love with you, yet here you are just 15 minutes off the show, and he's throwing the knife in your back. You notice he didn't do that. He didn't do that when you were on the air.
I'm simply doing what I always do. I'm doing a formidable impression of a celebrity entertainer. What is the deal? Are you trying to amuse people by having the dogs drink out of Matt's mouth
and crap on a Michael Vick jersey? Yes.
I'm not sure why you're doing that after 9/11.
Two treats in one, Rickles.
It's fine. That afternoon. It's so nice to be with both of you. I appreciate all the nice words.
You're not an insult comic, are you?
I don't like the term insult comic. What I am is, I observe people. Uh-huh. That's what I do. And I would say that my show changes each night 7 to 8%.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
You're a cold bastard because you love Don.
I am not. I'm just having fun. It
you
was
love
just,
Don
it
Rickles.
It was a different Don Rickles. Yeah. It wasn't the TV Don
it
Rickles.
Wasn't it wasn't what you expected, was it?
It was the serious reflection on life Don Rickles, and I still enjoyed every single minute that he was on the show.
Inside the comedy mind
he
with
is
Don
still,
Rickles.
He is still a genius. I am simply riffing a little bit on the fact that he was... slightly low energy.
Hello there. You're on the air, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Miami.
Hi, Miami. What's happening?
I started there.
I just found you guys after 2 years.
Lots of Jews down there, right?
Of course.
You don't make those jokes anymore,
no,
though, right?
No, that's not appropriate. I don't feel to do that, but thank you for your kind words.
Hey, what's happening, Miami?
I just found you guys after being down here for 2 years, and I am so happy.
Wonderful.
Right on.
That's good. Yeah, we're having dogs drink out of an intern's mouth today.
I'm sure we're doing a show that is breaking many of Man Cow's radio rules today.
All of them.
That is what is so great, is because even after 2 years of not hearing you guys, I'm hearing fabulous Don and Mike. I mean, it's classic. It's wonderful. I'm so glad I found you guys.
It gives you a reason to live in a 305.
Would you like my impression of that call?
Yes.
Weak.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Tom. How you doing?
Hey, Tom. How are you, man? Howdy, Tommy. Yeah, it's a good-looking Tuesday. It's two for Tuesday.
Hey, Tom. Greetings, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Top of the world. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I got to share something with you about Michael Vick. My fiance is a first-grade teacher and teaching summer school. They had sports day today, and one of her first graders showed up in a Michael Vick jersey and an Atlanta Falcons hat.
Well, I hope the other kids beat the snot out of him. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Yeah, what? I mean, it's a first grader. What
it's a little kid.
Yeah, well, you'd think mom and dad would be involved in this, and I hope that they get summarily sacked.
Bye!
Jesus Christ, please get out of here.
That's really there. You know, that's just a little taste of the mob mentality, isn't it? Yeah, we were sitting there, and the kid had a Michael Vick jersey. Well, let's go over to their house.
Get him, boys. Sure, if he's a first grader, he wants to wear his football shirt.
Exactly. Right. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Don, there are no accidents.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I promise.
For the love of Christ who died for your sins on the cross.
Are you having trouble hearing us, darling?
Of course, Buzz doesn't believe that story.
No.
Hello.
Guys, is it me?
Oh. After all that time and then you break a rule.
Not anymore.
What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
That's me from the film Toy Story. Yeah, Joe Pesci, wonderful actor. Robert De Niro. People don't approach me. They approach me in the street.
Hello, Donna Mike. Hello.
Hey, sir.
Hi there. What's happening?
Not a whole lot. You guys talking...
Well, we're talking smack. We're talking sports. We're talking guys. We're talking boobs. We're talking balls. It's a guy talk show, man. It's a testosterone-filled, totally interactive radio show.
Yeah, so you want to talk a little smack with us?
You want to talk crotch rot? Let's talk it. You want to talk ball sack? Mm-hmm. Nuts?
Yeah.
Nuts? Testicles? Stones? Rocks? Balls?
I wore a rubber suit in the movie Casino. Good film.
Let's do it, man. This whole format is based on beer and boobs. It's guy talk.
That's right.
Hot talk.
Boobs.
Yeah, let's talk about chicks and vaginas.
Man, wish we could get some trampolines down here and have some women in their underwear bounce up and down on the trampolines.
Don't forget, we got Miss October.
Been done before.
Miss October from Skank Magazine coming in. She's going to be on our stripper pole in the next half hour.
All right.
Woo! It is going to be great. She's got some massive jugs.
So now it's on you, pal. Want to talk some smack?
Come on now. Welcome
to... That's all been done before.
Why did you call ass?
Hey.
I mean, here we are pulling out our A game, and look at you. You are worse than Don Rickles. What can we do for you?
You can't do anything now. I'm
obviously.
Cut it off.
Then cut what off? Your head, your penis, what?
Do you remember the guy who called about Lindsay Lohan and the car parts?
No.
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 I do.
What did he call about, Rob?
He got Lindsay car parts. Shut up. He got car parts from the accident and put them on eBay.
Oh, yeah, the eBay thing.
Yeah, well, what does that have to do with anything? Why are you calling about that?
I'm out of my element.
You're out of your element, what, conversing with other people?
Exactly.
Good you called.
I tell you what, here's something you can handle. Why don't you pick your butt?
Exactly. How don't I pick my butt?
Pick your butt. It's just like picking your nose. Except you put your finger somewhere else.
You know, I am curious. You're calling about that Lindsay Lohan. What was the point of the call?
Don't say the S word, please. For God's sakes, your finger already smells like it.
Yeah, true.
So you had no mission whatsoever with your phone call. No question.
I have no mission anywhere.
Right, then why are you wasting our time, ass? Why are you calling us?
Because I like wasting your time.
Oh. God.
Jesus Christ. I hope you come back as one of Michael Vick's dogs.
Okay, fine. I'm doing it. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey.
There he goes.
Eat ass and die for the Donna Mike Show on a Tuesday.
But of course, you're kidding about that.
Oh, no, I'm not, Mike, because it's guy talk. That's part of guy talk. Not only is the format based on beer and booze and testosterone, you like to mix it up with your male callers. Hey, is that right, buddy? I tell you what. Bring them down to the station, and I'll give you some of this.
I think you're being a little hard on him.
Here's my finger. Here's my thumb. Here's my sister, Butter Ron.
Man talk.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Guy talk.
I like man talk. Aren't we on a station? Aren't we on a station called Man Talk?
That's our station in Miami.
Right. Miami.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I was wondering if you saw a low energy David Stern today on his press conference.
Oh,
he was,
listen,
real Jew to Jew like.
Okay, all right, well, let's slow down on the Jew to Jew. But David Stern's energy today made Don Rickles look like he was on speed.
Wow.
David Stern has been very disappointed by his rogue referee.
Yeah. Oh, David Stern got on TV today, and it is classic, classic cover your ass. It's, well, I'm disturbed, and here's what I think we're going to do. We're going to have someone who checks every play, and then there will be someone who checks the people who check the play, and then we will have someone who checks the person who checks the person who's made the play. That's really all I can say until the FBI tells me more.
I have directed very carefully all of the minions in my department to eliminate all razor blades and all shaving creams from the NBA locker.
I have decided that
to prevent the point shaving scandals.
I was taking it a point. I was taking it even a step further. Excuse me.
Yes.
I've decided that now NBA players will no longer be able to bring water bottles or lighters, and they will have to take their shoes and socks off before they enter the arena.
I'm very disappointed. This comes on the heels of the internal NBA investigation, and we are very convinced that this is a rogue wave, referee.
And I would like to point out that while point shaving is awful, at least we're not taking steroids or killing dogs. Thank you. This is David Stern.
That's what he wanted to say.
Oh, you know it.
That is what he wanted to say.
He was on today for an hour.
Yeah, right.
They put David Stern on ESPN for an hour today, and the guy was soft.
Yeah, he says he's personally offended by this, personally hurt. They're always personally affected by it. What the red flare for that whole thing was that they did say that they had done previously an internal investigation. Mr. Stern, Commissioner.
Wait, Mike, and here's exactly what he said.
Yep.
We did an investigation as thorough as the FBI. All I could, and basically what he's saying is, speaking of the movie Casino with Rickles, what he said was that their plan was like in Casino where they say, okay, there's the guy who's dealing the cards. Now we got a guy, the pit boss, whoever, who's watching the guy who's dealing the cards.
Right.
Then you've got the guy that's watching the pit boss.
That's Ocean's 11.
Okay.
That's you know, where they get every layer and they get to the guys in some way.
So it can
and
be
that's
done.
Exactly what they did with this particular referee.
And in essence, that's what David Stern is saying. Now, he's saying that's the way that they're going to fix it, is that they're going to have a guy who watches every call that every ref makes. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to have a guy that watches the guy that watches the – and then to make sure there's going to be a third guy that watches the second guy that watches the first guy.
And we will be doing everything in our power to discourage members of the mafia from attending NBA contests.
Thank you.
There is no mafia.
Well, the mafia.
Hello, Don and Mike show. See you in Indiana.
Indiana. How about a soda?
Let's go to Canada. Hello. I love
Hey,
Alan Alder.
Just a thought. Maybe give the dog some salty treats like beef jerky or something like that.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, boy, that's a thought because salty makes you thirsty, isn't that right?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Leave the driving to us, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How are you two?
We couldn't be better.
Scraping by.
Good. Hey, I wanted to call because I have something in common with Don, Mike, and you, Buzz.
Really?
Of course you do. What is it, sir? Are you an artist like we are?
Are
you a Renaissance man?
Your name is Mike.
Well, are you a cocksmith? What is it?
Connoisseur of fine pornography?
Got a silver tongue with the ladies? Say. You got six-pack abs like we do?
Uh-huh.
Can you do 300 sit-ups in a minute like we can? Are you really like us, sir?
We're dying to know what you have in common with us.
Well, I graduated from Magruder High School.
Are you health conscious like Mike and I? Do you treat your body as a temple?
He does.
A temple.
Mm-hmm. The temple of doom.
My body just like a temple.
What is
Mike,
it?
I graduated from Tel Aviv on the Potomac, as you did also.
American University, I haven't heard it referred to for quite some time.
I don't find that funny.
I'm very sorry. We kid because we love.
I'm David Stein.
I'm Don Rickles. I'd like to recommend, excuse me, my babbling friend, might I suggest that you pick up Rickles' book, a memoir.
I'm hanging up on you now. Did you?
Oh, the third one.
Oh, what else do you have in common? You went to the high school I went to, the college Mike went to.
And I love weed.
There you go. There's the trifecta.
Okay. Yeah, what a lovely quote.
Best Hello. Don and Mike show.
I agree. Maybe
the week. What's the over and under for the Dukes on the jersey?
What do you mean the over under?
Yeah.
A dog's already crapped on the jersey.
Well, how are we still going or are we done?
No, you can come back because I think isn't there a prize for the largest?
Biggest, the biggest poop. Uh-huh.
And the
Vick
dog
jersey.
That dumped on the Michael Vick jersey was a tiny one of those little Paris Hilton dogs.
There's
three
little rabbit size poops. They're dog poops, but if a regular sized dog came up,
it can be beat.
My gosh, that would be a winner too.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't really been dwelling on it lately because Matt's outside now.
and whose fault is that?
And we hate Matt. And hey, John, are you still the producer?
Today.
Well, then how come you haven't been calling all the news stations telling them about our great promotion outside so they can send a film truck right down to get this on the 11 p.m. news?
I'm lax at my duties, so very sorry.
Sure. Thanks.
Well, just another night we won't be on Eyewitness News.
That's right.
Okay, thanks, Bob. And finally tonight, we go out to Rockville, Maryland, where...
I know these days are past, but there was a time...
Oh, you bet there was.
There was a time they would come running, and we were happy to be the last 30 seconds on the newscast.
Sure. Nothing like it, and we always were, because it was always the human interest segment.
Morley Safer just showed up with a crew.
And finally, two local DJs.
Always two local DJs. Even after we got syndicated regionally, nationally. Two local DJs.
Took the Michael Vick situation into their own hands today.
Dogs from all over Montgomery County were invited to come by and dump on the Michael Vick jersey.
Here's Holly Morris, because as you know, she's a hyperactive poodle.
Maybe she'll come down.
Holly, congratulations on your recent nuptials. So happy to hear you're remarried. Yes. Tom Sater, adieu.
See, there was this married couple that worked at Channel 5 here in D.C.
She was the bubbly poodle, and he was the...
He was the weather guy.
What the hell was he?
He was the weather guy.
Yeah, I know, but
they did the morning show.
He was not that stimulating. He had glasses, didn't he?
No, not Tom Sater.
Tom Sater didn't?
Tom Sater was a slicky boy.
Was he really?
Tom Sater was the, like, hey, good morning. How you doing? Looks good out. The type of guy that if he made a mistake, he would try to make it on purpose. Like if he said, temperature... He would say it that way for the entire rest of the newscast.
I was not a Tom Sater connoisseur like you were.
I'm not saying I'm a connoisseur, Mike. Right. I'm simply a consumer.
Well, to make a long story short, they are no longer together as a couple.
So they were a husband and wife team, and when he won his fake Emmy, because when they give out Emmys to local news people, it's because they've nominated themselves and paid the entry fee.
They're carved out of wood.
When he won, I remember the year he won his Emmy for being the best local weatherman, he held it up over his head and said, I owe this to my wonderful wife, Holly!
And it wasn't too long after that.
They it's play, and it was great TV because while they were going through their divorce, occasionally they would put them on the same shift. And while he was cool, she could not hide the fact. I'm guessing that he must have slept around on her because.
It's a guess.
Oh,
we
you look
know.
At her. That's not possible.
We're just spitballing here.
That
we
is
don't know.
Not possible.
I want to tell you something about Holly Morris. First off,
deck the halls, Don.
You would definitely have to duct tape that mouth. There is no way that you could let her speak.
But what energy if you channeled it in the right direction?
Yeah.
She has a hot body. Mm-hmm. However,
that little jumping beam.
Have you noticed on the days when she wears her big Laverne and Shirley H around her neck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the H for Holly.
When they go down to the cleavage,
it's a brooch.
Where there should be cleavage,
she's
one of those chicks where she wears so much makeup on her face that immediately from the neck down, it looks like nonstop mark. And they're not pimples, they're not freckles.
Yeah, but it's beautiful ivory skin underneath those sweaters. Absolutely beautiful. Translucent, if you will. You can see all the blue veins.
So these two are married, and when they would have to work together, she would be one of the anchor people, and the other anchor person would say, well, it's time for the weather, Holly. And she would go, yes, it is. And he'd go, hey, I'm Tom Sater, the weather center.
And it really was unlike her usual bubbly, delicious personality that we saw on TV.
The other thing that you rarely see because of the sweater she wears is that 75% of her body is tattoos.
She's a biker chick.
She got sleeves.
That's hot.
Holly the biker chick.
To quote Evan Marriott, she does have a rockin' body. but she is...
In a way, you've never really said it. She's got a very nice log splitter.
Okay, yes, she's got a great ass.
And you see it all the time because she's doing that field reporting where, mm-hmm. you know, she'll be out at the Walk for Life or something like
she's
that.
She's got a nice top, too. She's got nice, nice breasts.
But it's hard to get away from that kind of mannequin face.
Here's what her standard story is. It's like, oh, have you been out to the Amish market? Let's go there right now. And she's wearing an Amish outfit. She's like, hi! Am I on? Hi! You've not lived until you've had some of this Amish food. I've got to do an Amish dance? Well, okay, I'm Holly Morris.
Very hyper.
She is like a dog, really. She's like a dog that needs to be put down.
And then back to Channel 5 to do the serious noon news.
And that's where she comes down from her high, and she actually mellows out and gives us a very straight newscast.
Yeah, she seldom clogs mm-hmm. during the 12 o'clock news.
Where you're supposed to forget that just 2 hours ago you saw her doing line dancing. Now you're supposed to suddenly listen to her tell you how many of our soldiers are dead in Iraq. Right.
Well, I read recently that she got hitched. I think she got hitched in the Caribbean.
I read that on Rupert's site, too. Uh-huh. Yeah. Good for her.
Congratulations, Holly.
That poor guy.
Godspeed.
That poor sap.
I'm not sure who she married.
Will Thomas.
Charlie Gibson. She aimed high.
Will Thomas.
Oh, so her name will be Holly Morris Thomas.
One day, our expose of Wilma Thomas will happen on the air.
Amen.
One day. I want to tell you, this is a fancy lad at Channel 5. Yeah.
And he's an up-and-comer.
He's one of these guys. He just loves looking at himself in the monitor. Mm-hmm. And he loves making the witty comebacks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, well, I want to tell you something, Sean. I've been with you many times in the dressing room, and I would never do that to you. You know what I mean? With that coming out of a story like about insulting people or
and
whatever.
And speaking of hot, let's go over to the weather desk right now. And incidentally, I had my neck lengthened last night.
I heard a vicious rumor about Will Thomas.
Really?
And I've got to be careful how I say this.
I think so.
The litigious society we live in.
Sure. You don't go too far, you get an angry letter from his mother.
Will Thomas.
Marlo. Oh.
It's very important, Mike. It's not been publicly said. It's about his sexuality.
Really?
Will Thomas.
What do you think?
Likes girls.
Stop it.
Bravo.
Go ahead and sue me.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sue me.
Way to drop the bombshell of bombshells.
I'm just speaking the truth.
Boy, oh boy.
Watch out now.
You fooled a lot of people now.
He likes the vagine.
We like local news.
He lives there.
Yeah, he's been dating Megan McGrath for a long time. I like to get her in any discussion
always.
Of local news.
Always.
Actually, it's not her. He's been dating one of her teeth.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just want to say, I think you guys are disgusting, despicable, rude, arrogant, and I love it.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Jim Moore. Playoffs!
Well said.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
On the door sampler. It's just
hello.
Nice. You'll get fantastic coffee and tea, plus you'll get the opportunity to participate in Operation 3 Million Cup. That's BocaJava.com.
Is that a Starbucks website or something?
Hello.
Who's going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about five?
Don't even know what that was.
They were talking about coffee. I heard Mocha Java.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there, that's our names. Don't wear them out.
I will try not to. It's
all right,
though.
Buddy. How are you, friend?
Good. Listen, I have my Great Dane, Bo. He's in the car with me. We're on our way. I just wanted to make sure I'll get there in time.
Well, she'll last till 7 o'clock, my friend.
Till 7. I'm coming from Annapolis.
Oh, very good. You know, I was just thinking water didn't seem to attract the dogs, but wet dog food might attract the dogs.
Sure.
Well, you want to put that in Matt's mouth?
I don't want to, no, but I think someone should. I've had my fill of him today.
I had my fill of him before you started having fun with him today.
Okay.
I mean, it's just me personally.
Well, you care to elaborate on that at all?
I'm just really starting to hate him.
Deeply hate him?
Yeah. It's the over-enthusiastic.
He is.
I know everything. I'm a cool guy. Hey, you guys are hazing me, but it's cool because I'm a cool guy because I can handle whatever you guys do. Hey, Don, how you doing? Hey, well, you got that sticker on your car. Hey, Don, what are you guys doing out there?
Oh, he's going to pout now.
What a dick.
He's going to pout now.
Screw him.
That's much meaner than Mr. Arger was to him.
You can do a Raymond Burr on him if you like.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, won't that get some ratings? Call Montgomery County. Let them know I'm going to do that. That's good. That'll jog the ratings.
Especially if it takes some time.
As it does.
Not yet. Go to me 3 breaks later. Not yet, Don.
Who's got the
How
paper?
Long do I have to stand out here?
It's called coprophilia. my ankles, my calves are killing me. I've been squatting.
Meanwhile, not yet, Don. My knees are asleep.
Meanwhile, Don is by you going, bodies, bodies, bodies.
All right, hold on a second. God damn, so many phone calls.
Yes. Too many?
And I love it when they put up what people want to talk about.
Uh-huh. That helps.
Mike hates Rob for hating Jews. Dave wants to talk about Mike Vick. Kurt. Did you see Oprah talking about poop? Ty, Lindsay Lohan's special treatment. Goodbye to all of you.
Bye-bye. Farewell. Bye. So long. Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye.
Bye.
That's why I don't like screen calls. Don't like it. Don't like knowing what you folks are going to say.
Too predictable.
Why do you hate Jews?
What's that?
Never mind.
Why do I hate you?
He's 1/8 Jewish.
Well, I don't hate Jews.
But you hate Rob.
Yes.
No, you don't. You love Rob.
The other 7/8, he's not.
Do you love Matt the Pole?
Love is a strong word to use at this stage in our relationship. Mm-hmm.
Are you in strong like with him?
No, not yet.
Are you going with him?
I like him. I like hanging out with him.
Would you want me to give him a note telling him that you like him?
Don't say it like that.
That's so high school.
Don't say it like that.
Is he your BFF?
My best friend's friend?
No, your best friend forever.
Best friend. Is that what that is?
Yes. That's what BFF is. You didn't know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. I thought.
You know what? And I am so goddamn glad I don't know that, too.
You do now.
What did you, BFF. Write, in, what did you write in your yearbook?
In Matt's case, it stands for Big Butt Effer.
Mm-hmm.
BB.
BFF.
BBF.
BBF.
Big Butt Effer, right?
Yeah, BBF like, instead of BFF.
BBF.
Best friend Fred.
Exactly.
That would be. Oh, then he would be my butt effing friend. If he was
that works also.
BFF.
And it's not BBW.
I can sum up the way I feel with him with this little acronym here.
All right, Mike's going to give us one now. It's probably like one of those LOL, ROFL things.
Using his Sharpie.
Some of his internet shorthand.
IDCIHD.
I think I know it.
I have it. Give
you
me
really?
I think I know it.
What is IDC?
IDCIHD.
Can I guess?
What do you think it is?
I don't care if he dies.
Bingo.
Rob Spiewak gets the prize.
We'll be WBRB. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.